History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're waiting on ML Carr. While we do that, I wanted to bring up one Draymond Green. You mentioned it, the second half of that fourth quarter being benched by Steve Kerr. Going, Andrew Wiggins came in, and he kind of changed the game, too. He was a monster on the boards, but he has been a complete non-factor to the point where his mom's ragging on him. Absolutely, on Twitter, Mary, is it Babers Green? On Twitter, after game four, she tweeted this. Please, people, stop asking me what's wrong with Dre. I don't know. Maybe this is a clone. He says, where is the Draymond that helped us get us here? I've never seen this either. His mom is on Twitter after the game like, hey, stop asking me where he is. I don't know. He sucks right now. I've never seen this before.
they're all joining, and then he goes and he does his podcast right afterwards, and he talks about it. He opened his can of worms. I'm like, now he's got to deal with it. I feel like it's a problem for him, like, moving forward, like, which is an obvious sign to me that he is, he's already got this opportunity after basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if he's there sooner.
He's got two or three more years left, like 25 and 27. I think there's a
million per year.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in that 22 range now. And you're like, what exactly are we paying for?
I love this.
His ability to create chaos. That's what you're really.
How goofy do you got to be as a fan of any team to, if you know, one of your favorite players is struggling a little bit and you got to tweet their mom and ask what's going on with the player?
Yeah, but the mom. If the mom is engaging, I mean, it's so different than Anna Horford.
I still think that's weird. I got to ask Mama Green what's going on, really? Yeah.
So he's at 24 this year. He's at 25-8 next year and then 27-5 player option. What do you think? He's going to deny that?
Oh. Turn that down? He's going to do what's right by the team.
No, I'm not going to see him turn. He's not going to turn that down. All right, listen, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, two-time NBA champ of the Boston Celtics, played it for 6 years, actually coached a couple years as well. He is ML Carr. ML, how you doing, man? It's Lou, it's Christian, it's Mago.
I'm doing fine. I hope you guys are.
Good.
Well, we are. I'm curious. You were at game four, and I grew up at a time where the mid-'80s, it was the Boston Garden where you could actually taste the asbestos and you could see the building shaking. I'm curious your reaction, the TD Garden of today in an NBA Finals compared to what you lived through in the early 80s, mid-'80s, I guess, the old Boston Garden. How would you compare the two?
It's a much nicer arena.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the thing about the old Garden is you felt like the fans were right on top of you. It was 14,320 folks in there, and it was you wanted to make sure you had on something green if you were in that building. If you had any other color, you wasn't sure you were going to get out of there alive. It was unbelievable. What an atmosphere. I don't know whether or not you could replicate that. Those that lived through it understand how special it was. Today, I mean, you got the noise, you got the noisemakers and all that. I'm not sure it rises to that level. Matter of fact, I'm sure it doesn't rise to that level. But yeah. It was a great atmosphere in the Garden. I came to game 7 of the Milwaukee series. That was a energetic night. I fully expect that game 6 will be off the charts because we'll probably close it out in game 6.
Ooh, there you go. Early prediction by ML Carr. And what do you make of the Celtics right now, this team, as far as their up and down mentality when it comes to the season? Is this just typical young, immature, basketball by these guys, or is this something that they can fix?
Well, you know what? I don't like to do assessments of teams that I'm not on, but I'm going to go out on the limb a bit. I think the coach has done an incredible job with this team, getting it turned around, getting these guys to play to their strength. It's fun watching this team. This is probably the most fun I've had watching the teams, maybe even since I left, other than 86. This team is fun. You really pull for them. Because they all extend themselves on the defensive end. They cover for one another. They communicate on the defense. It's a fun team to watch. Offensively, they have some ups and downs, but I can tell you right now, they're in the finals. If nobody's been noticing, they're in the NBA finals. You don't get there without getting the job done. So to me, hats are off for this team. They have some very, very talented young players. And the old man, he's been a stabilizing force throughout the year and here in the playoffs. So I just, you know, I can't say enough about this team. If you ever remember some of those older teams, some teams were more fun to watch than others. They were more fun to pull for. This is a team you really, really feel good about pulling for. Yes, youth has its their drawback, but youth also has its energy at this point. You know, they're not gonna tire in game 5-6. So we should all be on standby because I predicted they'd beat that team in 6. I'm still sticking with that. But that's a harder task by virtue of having to go out there and win game 5. But they are fully capable of doing that.
It feels like throughout these playoffs, but particularly in this series, Jason Tatum is really under the microscope, being the superstar in this Celtics team. Do you think he's being held to a standard that is impossible for him to meet right now?
You know, I really don't think so. Tatum is very, very talented, very talented. And what he's doing, and if you're watching the game now, you're seeing a growth in him in the middle of the games. I'm seeing this young man become the playmaker also. I mean, he can score on anyone, but I'm watching him become the playmaker that the great ones all eventually get to, and that's like Larry. When I play with Bird, Larry could destroy you offensively, but he got to the point where he could do as much with the pass and also the timing thereof to absolutely destroy you. So I think you're seeing Jason developing another aspect of the game right in front of us during these playoffs. So, yes, he is a star. But the other part of it, of that is he's so willing to get the other guys involved too. What I like for him to do, and Larry learned this as he went down the path, is sometimes I like for him to be a little bit more selfish, because that's the Jordan, that's LeBron, that's the Larry Bird mentality. Okay, it's my time. I'm going to take this over, and I'm going to take it to the promised land. He hasn't really got that part of it yet, but all the other aspects of it, I just think he's something special.
Talking to former Celtics, two-time NBA champion and coach of the Boston Celtics, ML Carr. And ML, you just mentioned Larry Bird. A lot of people kind of looking at Bird's first year in the finals. You remember the 81 against Houston. And it was like, you know, three for 11s, back-to-back, 8-point nights. And, you know, even a guy like Larry Bird early in his career kind of struggled. And do you remember going through that? Because I know game 5 in that clincher, he went off in game 5. But do you remember like a young star kind of his first year in the finals, what he was going through?
Yeah, I do, and I remember Robert Reed guarding him, and Robert was quicker. He was very athletic, and he was up in Larry's face out on the floor, so Larry could not necessarily get by him. So I remember a timeout when I said, take his little butt down on the box and do your work. You know, like all the pump fakes that Larry was great at, and light him up. You can do that. He can't guard you. It's an advantage with you being out on the floor. Get him down on the box, and Larry went to work on him. It's a growth that you have to go through to get to the point where you eventually are at the level that a Jordan or a Kobe were, or Larry eventually became. But I'm not disappointed at all in watching this young team. Jaylen Brown, you can't say enough about him. He's so athletic. He gets to the basket. He causes a lot of problems for the opposing team because not only can he get to the basket, he can also get you in foul trouble. I hope that they'll take game 5 out there and use the dominance that they have inside with their size and not necessarily get into a three-point shooting contest with one of the best teams to do that. But it's no doubt in my mind. I just love how the coach has made adjustments along the way from the first series against the guys at New Jersey, and then see what he did with a very, very talented team in Milwaukee, getting through. I mean, there's somebody. So
yeah,
you can say what he's going to. They're in the finals.
Yep.
They are in the finals. That's incredible.
Yeah, you sound pretty excited. Like, so you think they're going to win?
You got
the
towel out?
You got everything ready. You got the parade route already lined up. So there is an issue, right? There is an issue because that issue is Steph Curry. Now, could you compare Steph Curry to anyone that you can think of from the days when you played? Is there a comparable player to Steph Curry?
I don't think so. I mean, there are a lot of guys that score. George Gervin could score. Andrew Toney could score on anybody. But the pure three-point shot, no. This kid can absolutely shoot it. I'm going to give them a little secret. I don't know whether you can use this in the league now or not. But when he's out there shooting a three, go like you're going to block the shot and snap that neck back, catch him under the chin. And every time you see a hand coming, you'll start looking at that hand if you hit him hard enough that he will.
Whoa.
That's old school, ML. I like
saying,
that.
Wait.
That's old school.
Don't block the shot. Slap him.
Pop in the chin.
Afterwards.
No. I didn't say slap him. I said go for the block. But snap that neck back because you caught him under the chin really hard.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I forgot. The game has changed. You can't do
that. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. That would be a flagrant, too.
It's a little bit different. It's kind of like Max earlier in the week, Cedric Maxwell saying if Draymond pulled what he pulled in the second, he'd been effed up. I think he actually used it in an interview. But it's a little bit different now.
The game has changed, so you can't do that. I was doing a flashback to the days when you could nail guys. You can't do that anymore.
You can't. All right, ML. Listen, man, we really appreciate you taking some time. Enjoy the rest of the series. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's ML Carr joining us on the Harbor One Hotline.
Lemonade, fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade. Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.